We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We had a little bit of an issue here in the studio, and so we apologize for that. We're going to get back here into our conversation with Brady Burton, USD 384 Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent here. Brady, you had some other things you wanted to share with us here.
Well, I did. I just wanted to mention our upcoming legislative session will be starting before long. Actually, on January 14th, you know, like we all know, we're going to have a new governor, Laura Kelly, who's very pro-education, and so we'll see what happens. She'll still be working with she's a Democrat. She'll be working with the Republican House and Senate. So we hope things move forward for all of us there. But I think one thing that will help all of us is that in the latest consensus revenue estimates that came out, I think, November 15th, they're projecting $300 million surplus, more money than they thought we would have for this fiscal year, which ends June 30th. And so I think that'll be a positive for all of us, not only in education, but other areas of the state. And the only other thing I really wanted to say is I know Manhattan is involved in a bond right now, and for Eric and Dave, I can't imagine. We passed a $3.1 million bond a year ago, November, which we will finish up construction probably in March of this year. And I know what it's meant for us and how much work's involved in getting everything carried out and done and working with selling your bonds and the contractors and so on. So I don't envy these two, and especially Eric.
Thanks, Brady.
And what's coming up for them, and I just can't imagine the size of bond they have and the work involved in getting everything done.
And before we let you go here, I think we have a caller on the line that wants to talk to you here, Brady. So good morning. You're on In Focus.
Well, I wanted to thank you for all your efforts as a taxpayer, having properties out through Riley County and the Flint Hills. On my tax bill, I can never tell which school district I'm in or which school I'm contributing to. But, we always look at the grades that children get or the way the grandchildren are being educated and reflect that on the teachers. But I went to the recitals last week all through the Flint Hills with the grandchildren, and I was watching, of course, all the effort that the choir directors and the band directors put in for their work with the children, but I was watching the principals and all the effort with the putting out the chairs, putting the chairs away, the whole, we're there till 9 o'clock at night watching that principal, the several different ones, and I had no idea how many four-year-olds there are in the world. Now, I don't know if all these kids are being homeschooled or whatever, but we have got a serious, and I'll support you as a taxpayer wherever, but I'm telling you, there's a whole world of four-year-olds coming up. Thank you so much for all your efforts.
Well, I might just comment and let these two comment. But first of all, thank you for those comments. And I know I was a high school principal for 17 years before I became a superintendent and a teacher before that. And to me, personally, I don't think there's a tougher job in education than being a principal, and especially a high school principal, but just a principal in general, and for the many things that they're responsible for doing. But you're right, it's fun to go to different programs. I have grandchildren in the Riley County School District. My wife teaches here in the Manhattan School District, and then I'm at the Blue Valley School District, so I get to see a lot of different things out there and people at work in their districts, and educators do a fine job in all our districts.
I've always said kind of in principal school they should have a class on stacking chairs and tables. You do so much of it, so thanks for noticing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always a great thing. Yeah, teachers, principals, they all work so hard. Brady, appreciate you sharing here all your information. And I know you got to get running here, so thank you so much.
Okay.
Let's talk with Eric Reed, Dave Colburn here, USD 383. You guys have a meeting here tonight, and I know there's a lot of stuff to get to here this evening.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. First, we got some recognitions. That is always fun. Actually, Brady's wife, Deanna, is just coming off her year of being USD 383 master teacher, and we've got a new one coming. Deidre Braxmeyer at the high school was named the 2019 USD 383 master teacher. So she goes on to the statewide competition in Emporia. So we're really proud of Deidre. She's a math teacher at the high school, does an outstanding job. A couple other recognitions. The board's formally recognizing Lee Elementary School, which was named a National Blue Ribbon School just a few weeks ago. So they got back from Washington, D.C. That's a national recognition. It's a huge deal. And we had a nice little assembly with the kids. Kids really, you know, they'll celebrate anything. And I don't know if they know the accomplishment that their building really had, but it's a huge accomplishment for the district and the building. And we're also recognizing Amber Criley as an Agriculture Excellence in Teaching Award winner. So we're proud of our staff there.
Awesome. What goes into, just getting back to the master teacher here thing, what goes into a candidate qualifying for that?
Well, there's a good application they fill out, some narrative work on this is what I do, this is why I do it. Our teachers screen that out. It's actually our NEA association that works on nominating those teachers, and they nominate one from each building. Some larger buildings might get two or not. You don't quote me on that one, but then they kind of have a committee, and they overlook at everything and look at the applications, and basically have to fill out a philosophy of education. Now Deidre gets the opportunity to fill out an even larger portfolio about what she does to send on to the state level. So it's a good reflective piece for the teachers, from what I'm told. Some of our good teachers don't even want to bother filling out the application. They just want to teach and do their thing. So I'm happy for these teachers that do this, because they really are outstanding. They have something to offer to other people, because I know a lot of people read those and they pick up ideas and they adjust what they do based on some of the best.
Awesome. What else we have coming up here tonight on the agenda? I know bond is part of that. You're going to have more discussion on the bond.
Well, we have a public hearing at the very beginning of our meeting at 6:25. It's a state rule that we are. Am I coming through?
Yep. You want to switch mics? Let's
switch mics here real quick. There you go.
Is that better?
There we
go. Okay, so at 6:25, we're actually having a public hearing on our intent to use construction management at risk as a way of organizing all of our bond projects. It's a state rule that we need to do that. I think that's the main thing on tonight's agenda about the bond, isn't it, Eric?
Yeah, my mic's off. Okay, there we go. We've also got course proposals and changes for next year. Those usually come to the board before the new year hits. So we've got some different ideas that Teaching and Learning's bringing to them. I can't remember what those are because I didn't read through this yet. We're also probably in process of passing a resolution to sell our bonds, permission to sell the bonds. So we'll be bringing those things in, Where we're at in the bond process, we'll probably give a little update. We're in the middle of architectural design service proposals. So we're in the middle of narrowing that down to the firms we're going to interview. We'll do interviews next month. We've got construction management at risk, our RFQs out as well. So we'll be collecting those before the new year as well and trying to narrow down that list. We've been working really hard to move fast because we've got some pressing needs. You know, the number of four-year-olds out there, it's not unnoticed in USD 383. We've seen that boom in population and the young kids. So we can't waste any time pushing forward with this.
Yeah, no doubt. And I obviously just passed that bond here a few weeks ago with the election. That seems like it was a long, long time ago here since that happened. But tell us more about, obviously this is going to be a long process here to get everything sorted, but just how appreciative you are that this is actually going to come to fruition.
Well, I'll go first as a board member. This is my second large bond issue, and this one seemed tougher. I'm not sure why, but am obviously deeply appreciative of the voter support that we received. We are very mindful. I'm a taxpayer here in USD 383, very mindful of the costs that property owners will bear from this, and ensure everybody that the board and the administration will be very careful with those dollars. It's critical that they get used properly and wisely. We will be very transparent, and because we want to get the most out of those dollars for our kids. That's what this is all about, is improving our buildings so that our kids get better educations and have more opportunities, have safer buildings, and we're going to work our tails off to get that done. To that end, we're the Facilities and Growth Committee is already sorting through 14 or 16. I think it's 14 architect proposals from immediate area and as far away as Kansas City. Architects have sent us books extolling their virtues and qualifications, and so we're going to be deciding on what architects are going to start working on which projects pretty quickly here. And so we're already hard at work at it, and spent several many hours this week looking at those books, and we're going to spend more hours at the end of the week coming up with a recommendation for the board for which architects to use.
All right. Eric, do you want to add anything to that? Or?
Well, I'm deeply appreciative to the community as well. During this whole process, the part of it I've loved is being able to go out and talk to different people in the community and kind of hear what they think about where our facilities are going or where our district's going, and kind of get a little face-to-face and open up people's eyes to some of the struggles that we have with growing class sizes. Struggles with our staff, struggles with our kids, some things we know we can do better with advanced facilities. So we're excited for the opportunity. A huge responsibility. You know, I think what Brady points out well is, you know, this is a trust that the community thrust on us, that they believe in what we're doing. They believe in the plan we have in place, and now it's our job to enact that. And as Dave said, get the most we can out of that for our kids in our community, do the very best we can for them.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, Board Member Dave Colburn, after these words here on News Radio KMAN.